When you get into your regular car and traveling, did you ever have a heavy foot? Did you get picked up for speeding many times, any times?
Never wanted to get picked up because they could disqualify you from racing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't want us doing anything dumb like that. Consequently, I didn't get many tickets.
Many.
And I'd always tell the policeman what my situation was, and they all seemed to understand that.
You mean that you needed to get someplace in a hurry?
Yeah. The only long-range deal I have, I ended up with a gullwing Mercedes, aluminum-bodied. There was only 7 of them built for over here. I got it from a dealer down in Oklahoma City. I had the dealership over in Oklahoma City, so I had to go down there once a week. It would get sort of boring. I was just driving the Gullwing. It would register 160 without any trouble, and it was solid. Engine was turning low, considering. The turnpike was brand new, and I thought, well, gee, this would be fun just to run it a little bit.
Okay, this is a Mercedes now you're talking about.
Mercedes-Benz Gullwing.
Okay.
They're an extremely valuable car. Now I hear that they're tens of million dollars. They had the wings that came up. So I couldn't get it slowed down in time. I came up on a highway patrolman about Sepulpa.
How fast do you think you're going?
Well, probably 130. So I came up on him so fast. Oh, shoot, I'm in trouble. Well, I can either stop or just keep going. So I get to Kellyville, I think it is, and there's a highway patrolman standing outside of his car, and he salutes me.
Oh.
I'm coming by at that speed. Well, this is really fun. At that time, they'd hand you a card on the Turner Turnpike, and it had the time that you went on.
Because it was a toll.
And then when you got off, and consequently, I thought, well, this is good. So he stood out there at Kellyville, and they did the same thing to me at the halfway mark. They stood by, they saw the car coming, and I just let her go. That's at Stroud. So when I finally got to the end of the turnpike, it was 39 minutes from here to the city. You know, it gave me something to do, and I knew I was safe. The car was good. And I wasn't going to do anything dumb.
This was daytime, of course.
Daytime.
Right. Okay, so did they ever catch up with you?
No, they were proud of the ticket, really.
Okay, did they know it was you, or they spotted a car that was...
Oh, they spotted the car. I'm sure they knew. Well, they knew how fast it was going. I mean, they had radar.
So they just said, well, just let them go.
Yeah. And that was a fun little trip. I had that darn ticket. It's disappeared around here someplace.
What ticket?
The in and out.
Oh, your receipt.
Receipt.
For the toll road.
Yeah. So that broke the monotony of driving the turnpike once a week.
That's great.
I've had a charmed life. I mean,
yes, you have.
People say that, and I've had nothing but good.
You said you had lived a charmed life. As you look back on this great life, how would you like to be remembered?
As an honorable person that had a tremendous amount of good friends and a good wife and, like I said, good kids.
Tell me, how many children do you have?
I got 2 girls, and we adopted a boy. And we lost our boy. He was 3. We were in Noel, Missouri, and he drove Land Cruiser off a cliff.
3 years old.
He was advanced. He was riding small cycles, those little cushions.
He loved cars. He had a love for cars.
Mm-hmm. We were unloading up there, weekend trip to Noel. So I lost that boy, and he was beautiful, like Marlene.
But that's amazing. A 3-year-old boy could get in to engage the car?
Yeah, but...
He had paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
In the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
He did that.
And his Doberman.
His dog, the Doberman, was mm-hmm. with him.
His dog, the Doberman.
Well, life right. has its intrusions.
Right.
And
that was tough for you to get over that, both of you.
Yes, we've had other intrusions, and they change your life. They change everything about you. Mm-hmm. That one certainly did. Mm-hmm. So you ask about children. It's a long story, because then a total miracle. I mean, adoption agencies were closed, but an attorney saw David on the sidewalk and said, I have a baby. I really want you to take this baby. She was a good one. But then, suddenly, a mental health issue kicked in. In that day, nobody could tell us what it was. It was just life out of control. But she brought us a baby. That was okay. We could do that. We adopted him. And then 4 years later, she brought us another one. Beautiful children. Their husbands are off somewhere. So it was our family. It was ours to take care of our children.
In this case, grandchildren, then.
Yes. Yeah. I have to tell you this. You know, I think I can tell you. It's our spiritual way of looking at it. We're each given a cup to drink. It's our life. Jesus was given a cup to drink. And he asked God if it be his will to take it. Did that happen? No. So our cup is ours to drink too. And in it, you pour your griefs and your glories. You blend them together. Your sorrows and your joys, and you blend them together. That's your cup to drink. At our 50th wedding anniversary, I told Jim Miller, it was a book I had read, I liked that, and so he delivered that as a sermon at our 50th anniversary in the atrium of our church. It's up to us what we do with these intrusions into our life.
Right. Interesting how you call them that, intrusions into our life. That's very good. Jim Miller is the pastor, of course, of First Presbyterian
right.
Church in downtown Tulsa. Well, we can't get through this life on earth without having an intrusion, no matter how accomplished or celebrated we are.
Right.
Everybody has it. It doesn't make any difference if you're rich or poor. We're all going to have it. There's
yes.
no question about that. Well, I just enjoyed being with the two of you here today, and I thank you for giving us your time talking about it. And this was a good way to finish it off. Thank you, Marlene. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Yes. Any pearls of wisdom you can give me?
You obviously have seen it and heard it also.
Well, I think you're very good.
Yeah, you draw out.
Well, thank you.
I prepared for you because you had said I don't know anything about racing, and I think he knows a lot.
Well, I did my preparation as well.
I think you did.
So thank you, both of you, very much. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I mean, it's our pleasure. And
one of our joys.
Yeah.